Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for baseball in Biloxi on a Saturday night between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. First pitch scheduled for 6:05. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by the visiting clubhouse manager, one of the most important roles in minor league baseball, Zach Sickle. Zach, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
How fun has it been being in Biloxi? And not only that, you're new to the area and you're new to AA. How much fun has that been?
Yes, sir. It's been awesome, man. I'm really thankful for the opportunity that the Shuckers and Brewers have given me. Coming from the complex, working with my boss, Travis Voss, the equipment manager for the minor league operations. We had the opening and here I am. I'm from New Orleans, so not too far away. But yeah, definitely some new territory. The only level I've never worked at, I've been in AAA as an assistant, low A, high A. So yeah, getting my feet wet in AA and enjoying it so far.
What's been your favorite part about being in AA?
I think, to be honest, the age group. You're dealing with the guys that are a little bit older, more of a veteran status. Not always, but for the most part, older guys. They've kind of been through the ranks. They kind of have a little bit of an expectation of what they want and what they're, you know, what they're expected to get, you know, what I provide for them. I would say definitely the age group. Just the fact that it feels a little bit closer to the show. You're dealing with guys that are, you know, right there. Guys get called up from AA all the time. AAA as well, of course, as you know, but so it's cool. It's definitely awesome. It's very rewarding to be around the guys and kind of see their success.
You talk about what you provide on a daily basis, and clubbies do just about everything imaginable, whether it's getting the food ready, making sure they have all the snacks, making sure the laundry's done. What does your day-to-day look like?
That's a great question. So I start my day pretty early. I mean, it's almost an around-the-clock operation. I get like 4 or 5 hours of sleep because we have one washing machine. Day-to-day, so before a series, I go shopping. It's usually a 3-4 hour process to load up my Sam's cart. The main thing I'm getting is cases upon cases of water. I mean, with this humidity, we're going through so much water. But yeah, we do shopping. I do my shopping at Sam's, a little bit at Walmart. I'm getting anything from, you know, fruits to kiwi, banana, watermelons that I cut up for the guys, various snacks. Try to provide a good selection with also meeting the nutritional guidelines set by each team and the PDL. So yeah, I go shopping each day. If I have to re-up, like today I went this morning and got more water. We go through about 6 to 7 cases of water a day on average, give or take a little bit more on day games. But yeah, my day kind of starts off. I finish up the towels that are drying from the last night. I fold those. I start prepping the water cooler. I have like a thing where I put it in like a cooler, like in the big leagues where you put ice in it and there's always cold water for them. Set up the bench, set up the bullpen. On the wayside, I don't have to rub balls. Luckily, you know, first half, the balls were already kind of pre-tacked, and now they're being rubbed, but that's handled by Jeff on the home side. Just various things. I run errands for guys. I go to the store. I had, you know, just for instance, this series, I had to run for a coach to get some Powerball tickets. Constantly making dip runs. I know, they're not supposed to have dip. Guys are always dipping, so I'm constantly making dip runs. Just various things of that nature. I think the biggest thing is being present and being available. That's kind of what guys really want. The post-game kind of looks like, you know, bench takedown, start washing laundry. One laundry machine is kind of tough, considering that we're washing, you know, jerseys, bottoms, personals, towels. And in between that, I'm constantly cleaning up, picking up spread, setting up spread, what have you. And the biggest thing in this level is cleat cleaning. You know, if guys want cleats clean, I ask them to put them on top of the chair, and I knock those out for them. Because presentability and attention to detail is big. So I it's every day is different. You never know what you're going to get.
You sleep?
I do get a little bit of sleep. I do.
This seems like there's not a lot of time for the whole sleeping part of the program.
You got that right. It's tough. I especially being by myself. You know, next week my wife moves out from Arizona. We were in Arizona, like I mentioned before, working at the complex. She'll be out here, and I'll have a little bit of help at night when guys are gone. But yeah, it's a solo show, and it's rewarding. It's tiring for sure. I know the 12 gamer killed me, but no, a three game series like this is pretty awesome. What was cool about this series is they came in the night before and they had their practice coming out of the All-Star break. So I had to do laundry on the way in. I unload the bus and unpack the bags. That's probably a 2-3 hour process right there. But you know, it pays off. Guys tip you well. And it's just cool to see their success as they go through the ranks.
One of the biggest things that comes out from you is the passion and the love you have for being a clubhouse manager. How did you get into it?
It's a great question. So I started my career, and they're now dead, but the New Orleans Zephyrs, I started off as a bat boy slash assistant at age 15, 16. Loved that. Was there for 4 years. Went on to Southeastern Louisiana, my alma mater. Was a student assistant, student manager there. And then from there, I just went to baseball winter meetings, and I got a job in Burlington, Iowa with the Angels, who happen to be in town right now. How funny that is. So yeah, I went from there. I bounced around. I've been in low A, high A, Cedar Rapids, Florida Fire Frogs. Spent some time with the Reds. I was in high A with the Reds last year with the Dragons. Got to see a lot of big names like Andrew Abbott, Ellie De La Cruz, Alan Serta, Noelvi Marte, all those guys. And it's just real rewarding, man. I'm really thankful to be with the Brewers. I think it's a good culture for me. They've really respected me and reached out and, given me this opportunity.
You have seen countless number of players. You talk about it, you've been in every level. You've had an opportunity to see players at every single step of their careers. Who has been the biggest guy and the biggest superstar you've had in one of your clubhouses?
Ooh, that's tough. I've seen some big names. It's kind of cliche, but he's going off now. I'd probably say Ellie De La Cruz, Andrew Abbott. Back in my AAA days, I had guys like Cameron Maben, Gookie Dawkins, old school guys like that. But I'd probably say Ellie De La Cruz, number one, for sure. He's just electric, man, and the way he goes about his business is such a pro at such an early age.
Well, Zach, thanks so much for joining us. It has been a blast watching you do your thing here in Biloxi. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Appreciate it, Javik.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas at 6:05.